We're going to connect with Imran Mohammed from Cliff Decker Hofmeyr pretty shortly. In the meantime, let's get some further comments from you. Again, some of the biggest issues. Here's one on Zimbabwe.
Good afternoon, Ashraf. On Zimbabwe, well, I hope this is a lesson to those who adhere to political ideologies like socialism and communism, that no government has ever been able to take up the means of agricultural production and feed its own nation. This is the very reason why the Russians ended up privatizing the land, as well as the Chinese, they ended up privatizing the land. So the Zimbabwean government has learned this the hard way, and this is the reason why they are privatizing the land in order to get the agricultural sector thriving once again. I'm not against the redistribution of land in order to redress the injustices of the past. I'm against the nationalization of land. Thanks, Lionel Woodbank.
Okay, against the nationalization. I wonder if you have another view on that and maybe lessons from Zimbabwe. What about lessons regarding, you know, undocumented foreign nationals in our country, and in this case, illegal foreign nationals? You may have heard that story recently of 80 employees working in restaurants across the country being arrested for violating the provisions of the Immigration Act by failing to produce the required documentation. Now, just with that in mind, there's been an alert, really, and it's come from many people, including in this case here, the law firm Cliff Decker Hofmeyr, around, you know, you as an employer. What happens if you take in someone who is undocumented, foreign national, undocumented, working for you? Imran Mohammed, the director in employment law at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr, has more on this. Imran, appreciate your time. You connected to the National Pulse.
Thank you. Thank you. Good afternoon, sir.
Thank you. Okay, so you've got some advice for all of us, isn't it, in terms of us being potential employers of undocumented foreign nationals?
Yeah. So perhaps a good starting off point on all of this is to look back to July of this year. So since July of this year, there's been 2,535 inspections that have been conducted across the country by the Department of Employment and Labour. And the bulk of those inspections have been conducted in the Western Cape and Gauteng. And those inspections are dealing with a variety of employment-related issues that range from compliance with the Immigration Act, and on the point that you mentioned earlier, with regards to the employment of illegal foreigners, to general employment compliance, to compliance with the National Minimum Wage Act, compliance with the Occupational Health and Safety Act. So there's certainly been a ramp up by the Department of Employment and Labour with regards to inspections of different workplaces. Mm-hmm. It has initially started with the hospitality industry, but it certainly is spreading across various other industries.
All right. So therefore, it is in that context that you can give us some advice, right?
Absolutely. So for an employer, there's an obligation when it comes to the Immigration Act to ensure that an employer does not employ an illegal foreigner. And an illegal foreigner is somebody that's not documented. So that's the first obvious point, is somebody that's not documented, who doesn't have a proper permit or work visa, or a person whose status does not authorize that person to be employed in South Africa. So quite often it happens that a person comes into the country on a tourist visa, mm-hmm. and a tourist visa does not allow a person to work in South Africa, and then to employ the person whilst they're on a tourist visa is in breach of the Immigration Act. Or alternatively, is the employment of a foreigner on conditions that are different from that's provided by the work permit. That's also in breach of the Immigration Act. Now, the consequence of that for the employer is that it constitutes a criminal offence under the Immigration Act to employ someone or to employ a foreigner in breach of the Immigration Act. So there's a serious consequence associated with non-compliance.
And therefore, in terms of those consequences, I mean, you've got some, effectively you're giving us warnings, right, to say, don't do it.
It's yeah, absolutely don't do it. Then in relation to employers that do have foreign nationals within their workplace, remember the South African makeup, and you know this, is not a xenophobic makeup. The government accepts that you can employ foreigners. The employment of foreigners must be within a legal framework, and that framework arises out of the Immigration Act. So nothing prevents a an employer from employing a foreigner, the requirement is that the foreigner must be able to comply, must be able to render services in a lawful manner, and that arises out of the Immigration Act. Mm. So what's required from an employment perspective or from an employer perspective is to ensure that foreigners are legally in a position to render services to that employer. Because what's, not to do so creates a problem.
What's the conviction rate of employers who have hired employees who are foreign nationals illegally?
Well, that's a good question. One that I couldn't answer directly. You'd have to pose that to the National Prosecuting Authority.
Okay.
But what we have seen is that there have been arrests, and that's been widely publicized. And I couldn't tell you offhand what the conviction rates are, because over the last period, we know that 80 individuals have been arrested. The prosecutions would obviously go through the trial process and the like, and that takes some time.
Absolutely.
Just to close off on that point, Ashraf, what we certainly have seen, and that's not since July of this year, is deportations. So in other words, where an illegal foreigner is employed by an employer, that there is a deportation of that individual from the country where there can't be a verification of the permits that are out. And that becomes a big problem, as you can imagine.
Absolutely. Well, let's leave it at that. I'm sure this is a conversation we may have again. Imran Mohammed, Director in Employment Law at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr. Let's get the news headlines now. It's 4:30. Yes, Majupi.
Very much in that they got to die and